welcome to Infotech Research Group's monthly threat landscape briefing. We use these briefings to cover current topics related to cybersecurity, such as threat actor campaigns, regulatory compliance and legal issues, and exploitation methods and tactics being used by today's cybercriminals. For this month's briefing, I, Ian Mulholland, will kick things off with a summary of how BlackBerry is focusing on making security solutions that take the human tendency to make mistakes into account. Then we'll hear from Mark Mazur, who's going to talk about how remote desktop protocol continues to be exploited by hackers. And lastly, Logan Rohde will discuss a warning from Australia about Bluekeep and Emotet. Without further ado, let's begin. BlackBerry has recently taken a new approach to providing better security solutions. Essentially, they want to make them human nature proof. You may be familiar with the common saying, "To err is human," said by the English poet Alexander Pope. This is the very thing BlackBerry is trying to focus on. They want to make security solutions that take human nature into account and prevent the user from being able to make accidental mistakes or pursue well-intentioned workarounds. Research from BlackBerry showed that 72% of executives felt their employees were actively working around security measures for one reason or another, and 94% of executives don't trust their employees with critical data. It's not that executives are worried their employees may act maliciously. Although this is a fair and important concern to have, they are concerned that their employees will do as humans do, which is to make mistakes or find workarounds to do their job better. An example mentioned by Forbes was a nurse sending pictures of x-rays via Snapchat to the appropriate doctors because they were locked out of company software. Nothing malicious, just a human wanting to do their job. However, such a workaround increases the chance of a mistake, such as sending the x-ray to another contact on Snapchat, someone from outside the organization. In that event, you suddenly have a breach, albeit small, of personal information. To come up with this new marketing approach and see it be successful, BlackBerry hired an organization called Funworks, who has also worked with other big names like ESPN and Ubisoft. Part of this process was to have improv comedians join brainstorm meetings with other clients, sales reps, and the CTO. Because the comedians were not well-versed in cybersecurity, it forced the conversation to be remolded into terms everybody at the table could understand. The comedians would follow the golden rule of improv, which is to say yes and to each idea. This would allow ideas to grow before being thrown out. These brainstorming sessions created the tone of the 30-second TV spot released by BlackBerry marketing this new approach to security solutions. Communicating security to the organization and the customers it serves is a difficult task due to widely varying knowledge levels and emotions that exist across this space. Follow BlackBerry's example and find innovative ways to change how you talk about security with stakeholders.
Remote desktop protocol, also known as RDP, continues to be a main exploit used by hackers. But news from Advanced Intelligence, a New York-based cyber intelligence firm, reveals that the popularity of RDP exploits may in fact be forcing hackers to upskill their tactics, techniques, and procedures. Looking at the landscape from 2019, RDP credentials are easy to use and inexpensive to obtain. Cybercriminals will steal RDP credentials en masse or in targeted attacks and then put them up for sale on the darknet for just $20 each. RDP was a popular exploit, for instance, used by the now defunct GandCrab ransomware as a service offering because they used RDP to place ransomware onto target systems. When GandCrab retired, hackers with names that sound like characters pulled straight out of Final Fantasy games have switched to the Sodenakibi Ras operation, also known as Soden or R-Evil, which includes some crab affiliates such as the Truniger Hacking Collective and the threat actor Lalartu. Sodenakibi frequently uses internet port scanner MassScan together with NLBrute to brute force RDP servers' access credentials. When they get in, a user account backup is created, which allows them to consistently connect from an IP address range in Belgrade, Serbia. And Sodenakibi Ras has been busy since GandCrab's retirement. McAfee researchers say that RDP is not the only thing that Sodenakibi uses as part of their tool belt. Among their exploits to compromise victims, they also use phishing with weaponized attachments within malicious Office documents, scripts to download payloads, and also hack into IT service providers. This last exploit should raise alarms for organizations that rely on third-party outsourcing of IT services, as the security firm Armor recently reported that at least 13 MSPs and cloud providers have been compromised in 2019. But as RDP becomes easier to use, advanced hackers are finding that the payoff to using RDP is becoming smaller and smaller as more hackers use RDP, meaning the return on their investments are dropping. This means new attacks are coming. The Trunegar Collective, for example, has learned to use Mimikatz to obtain Active Directory passwords. So, what's the takeaway here? Well, first things first is to get strong processes around RDP and other vulnerabilities. This goes hand in hand with other processes that need to be aligned under an overarching security strategy. InfoTech Research Group members can check out InfoTech's Design and Implement a Vulnerability Management Program and Build an Information Security Strategy Blueprints to find out more.
The Australian government is seeking to keep safe the nation's citizens and business entities from a recent rise in cyber threats related to the Windows Bluekeep vulnerability, which was discovered back in May, and a botnet associated with the Emotet banking Trojan. For Bluekeep, Microsoft released a patch shortly after the vulnerability was made known. This vulnerability is only an issue for older versions of Windows, but the number of unpatched legacy systems out there is still a cause for concern, particularly among home users who may be lax on securing their systems. This recent attack outbreak uses a worm to exploit the Bluekeep vulnerability and install cryptojacking malware on endpoints. However, this is not the only concern, as the infection can spread without human assistance. This means that the attacker may also be able to access your private files, such as credit card information, and then sell such data on the dark web. Awareness is the big issue here. Keep your patches up to date and you should be fine, though upgrading to a newer version of Windows is also a good idea. When it comes to Emotet, things get a little bit more complicated. Although Emotet incidents seem to have dropped, the Australian government is still urging people to remain vigilant, as such attacks have tended to emerge somewhat mysteriously, rising and then tapering off again rather quickly. This may be in part because Emotet is believed to be used as a malware for hire that a threat actor rents out to other criminals seeking to deploy malware, especially ransomware, on unsuspecting victims. What's more is that these attacks are not localized to Australia. C2 servers associated with Emotet have been sending malicious code to the US, Germany, the United Kingdom, Poland, and Italy, according to bleepingcomputer.com. As with all ransomware, the best recovery strategy is to have an offline backup that can be used to restore your systems. However, a vulnerability management strategy and an awareness and training program, as well as an incident management runbook, are all good ideas as well.
This concludes this month's briefing. If you have any questions about what you've heard, want to learn more, or need any support, please do not hesitate to contact us and set up an analyst call. Thank you, and see you next month.